Hello, and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday evening, September 26th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of business and corporate news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Mission IR News Breaks: Why Micropolis Holding Co., MCMRP, is one to watch. Micropolis Holding Co., MCRP, is a robotics and AI technology company leading the way in unmanned ground vehicles, autonomous mobility platforms, and smart infrastructure for various applications. The company's focus on AI-powered autonomous mobility in the GCC has garnered attention with partnerships in place with major public sector stakeholders like Dubai Police. Micropolis aims to revolutionize mobility, surveillance, and operational efficiency through intelligent automation. With a growing portfolio of partnerships, including defense agencies and municipalities, Micropolis is driving sustainable progress and enhancing safety in high-impact environments. To learn more about Micropolis Holding Co., visit their newsroom at the provided link.
Mission IR News Breaks: Trilogy Metals Inc., NYSE American, TMQ, positioned in North America's critical minerals future. Trilogy Metals Inc., listed on the NYSE American as TMQ and on the TSX as TMQ, is making strides in North America's critical minerals future. The company, in a joint venture with South32, controls the Upper Kobuk mineral projects in Alaska's Ambler Mining District, known for its rich copper resources. With global demand for critical minerals on the rise, Trilogy Metals is well positioned to meet the need for copper, zinc, lead, gold, and silver. The company's focus on high-grade resources in stable jurisdictions aligns with the growing importance of securing future supply chains. To learn more, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link. Directions Leveraged and Inverse AMD ETFs offer AI-related opportunities. Directions Leveraged and Inverse ETFs focused on AMD offer investors the opportunity to gain exposure to AI-related opportunities. These ETFs track the price of a single stock rather than an index, which eliminates diversification benefits. Investors should be aware that these funds are riskier due to their daily leveraged investment objectives. For short-term traders looking to capitalize on AMD's growth, Directions Daily AMD Bull 2X and Bear 1X shares provide enhanced pure-play exposure to the company. It's important to note that these ETFs are designed for short-term trends and should not be held for more than a day. While they can lead to significant gains, they also come with the risk of substantial losses. Investors should conduct thorough research and be aware of the risks associated with leverage and inverse products before considering these ETFs.
Investor News Breaks: Copper's Moment. Nikola Mining Inc. OTQB 8SF taps rising demand with BC projects and custom mill. Nikola Mining Inc., a junior exploration and custom milling company, is positioned for success as copper gains prominence as a strategic investment. With a focus on copper projects in British Columbia, Nikola Mining is well positioned to benefit from the increasing demand for copper in clean energy and infrastructure projects. The company's custom mill and strategic copper acreage put it in a strong position to capitalize on the growing importance of copper in the global economy. For more information about Nikola Mining and its projects, visit nikolamining.com.
How the Fed rate cut sparked a relevancy boost for the Infrastructure Capital Bond Income ETF. The recent Fed rate cut has sparked a relevancy boost for the Infrastructure Capital Bond Income ETF. With the potential dovish policy shift, the BNDES ETF has gained fundamental prominence. The Fed's rate cut, combined with hints of a dovish shift in monetary policy, may lead to a rise in value for existing debt securities. As the economy faces challenges like weakening job market and inflation, the BNDES ETF stands out with its monthly distributions and 7.7% yield profile. led by experienced manager J.D. Hatfield, the fund strategically positions itself to capture yield while managing risk across credit sectors. In today's shifting environment, BNDS offers investors a straightforward value proposition: consistent cash flow in an uncertain market.
Rock Breaks, Fairchild Gold Corp., FAIR, reports copper grades up to 34% at Nevada Titan Project. Fairchild Gold Corp., listed on the TSXV as FAIR, has reported the discovery of high-grade copper values, with assays reaching up to 34% Cu at its Nevada Titan Project in the Good Springs Mining District. The project has outlined a 1.5-kilometer copper corridor and identified a hydrothermal breccia pipe, indicating large-scale mineral potential. MWH Geophysics will conduct a drone magnetic survey starting on September 30, 2025, to refine exploration targeting. CEO Luis Martins highlighted the strong porphyry affinity of the system, while Executive Chairman Nicholas Perol described the Nevada Titan Project as a mineralized environment hiding in plain sight. For more information, visit Fairchild Gold Corp.'s website.
B2I Digital selected as marketing partner for 4th Annual Roth Healthcare Opportunities Conference. B2I Digital Inc. has been chosen as the marketing partner for the 4th Annual Roth Healthcare Opportunities Conference, happening on October 8-9, 2025, in New York City. This exclusive event connects institutional investors with senior executives from innovative healthcare companies in biotechnology, medical technologies, and pharmaceuticals. The program includes one-on-one small group meetings and panel discussions on topics like small firms tackling blockbuster indications and acute myeloid leukemia. B2I Digital will invite its investor community and highlight around 30 presenting companies, leveraging its network of over 1.4 million market participants. CEO David Shapiro expressed excitement about this partnership, emphasizing B2I Digital's mission to connect companies with the right investors through digital marketing and event partnerships. SRS Real Estate Partners announces $6.98 million sale of a new construction Tractor Supply occupied property in Castlehaine, NC. SRS Real Estate Partners has completed the $6.98 million sale of a 21,930-square-foot property in Castlehaine, NC, occupied by Tractor Supply. The property, situated on 11.5 acres, had 14 years of base term on the corporate-guaranteed lease at the time of sale. The seller, a Pinehurst, NC-based developer, was represented by SRS Capital Markets Executive Vice President and Managing Principal Calvin Short. The buyer, a Conyers GA-based private investor, was completing a 1031 exchange and was represented by Pierce Mason with Matthews Ries. The property offers high-quality, new construction and a stable income stream backed by Tractor Supply, an investment-grade credit tenant. The property is located near a proposed development with plans for a grocery store, residential and retail space, and is within the Wilmington MSA. This year, SRS Capital Markets has completed over $1.7 billion in deal volume across the nation.
Ciena rises as Rosenblatt upgrades on expanding AI data center opportunity. Shares of Ciena Corp. rose 3% after Rosenblatt Securities upgraded the telecom equipment maker, citing increased demand from AI data centers. Analyst Mike Genovese upgraded Ciena to buy, highlighting the opportunity to connect multiple AI data centers into high-performance clusters. Ciena has already secured a deal with a major cloud provider to link two 100,000 GPU facilities using its WaveLogic 6 Nano 800G ZR modules. The contract could generate $200 million in revenue, fueling demand for Ciena's technology. Genovese believes Ciena is well-positioned to capture more business in interconnecting data centers into clusters, using pluggables or embedded solutions, depending on performance and distance requirements.
Isotropic Corporation, CZF, anticipating tomorrow's imaging standards today. Isotropic Corporation, listed on the CSE as ISO and on the OTCQB as ISZF, is at the forefront of imaging standards with their IsoView Breast CT system. The CMS proposal to keep CT radiation quality measures voluntary sparks debate on dose safety and image quality. Isotropic System offers low-dose, high-resolution 3D imaging, aligning with future regulatory priorities. To enhance transparency, the company has launched a new FAQ page for investors, clinicians, and decision-makers. As technology outpaces regulation in medical imaging, Isotropic's purpose-built approach positions them to meet the evolving demands for sharper images with lower radiation exposure. Icor Building and Remodeling marks 20-plus years of porch construction excellence. Icor Building and Remodeling has solidified its position as Southern Rhode Island's premier porch construction specialist, celebrating a record-breaking 2024 that included receiving the prestigious NADRA Award from the North American Deck and Railing Association and being named Connecticut Remodeler of the Year by the Home Builders Association. With over 20 years in business and more than 1,600 completed projects, the company has established itself as the definitive benchmark for porch construction excellence throughout Southern Rhode Island and surrounding regions. Icor Building and Remodeling's exceptional performance culminated in multiple prestigious industry recognitions that validate the company's commitment to superior craftsmanship and customer satisfaction. The NADRA Award from the North American Deck and Railing Association represents recognition from the industry's most respected professional organization, while the Connecticut Remodeler of the Year honor demonstrates excellence that extends beyond regional boundaries.
Silvercorp Metals Inc., Nuyasinc M., still looking to grow, files 400 Mahler base shelf prospectus. Silvercorp Metals Inc., a Canadian mining company producing silver, gold, lead, and zinc, has filed a base shelf prospectus with Canadian regulators and a corresponding registration statement with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. The filings qualify Silvercorp to raise up to $400 million in securities over 25 months, providing flexibility depending on market conditions. The company's profitable operations in China and projects in Ecuador have led to rising revenue and cash flow, setting a strong foundation for strategic growth. Silvercorp's renewed prospectus demonstrates its readiness for potential acquisitions to further drive growth and diversification.
PowerBank Corporation, CUN, CM 103, moves forward with three Nova Scotia community solar projects, construction targeted for spring 2026. PowerBank Corporation, a premier developer of renewable and clean energy projects, is moving forward with three community solar projects in Nova Scotia. These projects in Sydney, Brooklyn, and West Pepeswick are expected to generate a combined 12.4 megawatts DC of solar power, equivalent to powering 1,140 homes annually. The projects could reduce 10,058 tons of CO2 annually, saving local communities an estimated $6.95 million over their lifetime. Construction is targeted to begin in spring 2026, pending interconnection results and financing. PowerBank Corporation aims to contribute to Nova Scotia's goal of sourcing 80% of its electricity from renewables by 2030.
Tech Media Breaks. Onar Holding Corporation, OTQB, Ona points Juice co-founder Troy Osanoff as Chief Growth Officer. Onar Holding Corporation, a fast-growing marketing technology company, appointed Juice co-founder Troy Osanoff as Chief Growth Officer. Osanoff, who scaled Juice to number 105 on the Inc. 5000 and led customer acquisition at BuzzFeed, will drive Onar's platform-wide growth strategy. He aims to expand enterprise client acquisition, deepen partnerships, advance new technology, and leverage Juice's roster of brands like L'Oreal, Barstool Sports, and Paris Hilton. Osanoff will also strengthen channel relationships with Meta, Google, TikTok, Shopify, and Klaviyo. Onar focuses on delivering marketing services with measurable growth through an integrated, AI-driven approach, working with mid-market and growth stage companies. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link. Registration now open for the BDC's fourth annual Baltimore Together Summit. Registration is now open for the BDC's fourth annual Baltimore Together Summit, scheduled for October 27th at the M&T Bank Exchange. The summit, part of Baltimore's Comprehensive Economic Development Strategy, focuses on building an inclusive economy by closing racial wealth gaps and supporting local businesses. Mayor Brandon M. Scott emphasized the importance of intentional inclusion in Baltimore's growth. The summit will feature panel discussions on economic progress, public-private partnerships, and investments in local businesses. Workshops throughout the week will highlight key drivers of Baltimore's economy. To participate in this important conversation, register at baltimoretogether.com. For more information, contact Baltimore Together at justeconomy.com.
Interview with Ron Atman, Co-Chief Executive Officer of Acme Paper. Ron Atman, Co-Chief Executive Officer of Acme Paper, has been deeply involved in the Baltimore community for decades. Currently chair of the Associated Jewish Federation of Baltimore's annual campaign, he also serves in various leadership roles within the organization. The Associated raises tens of millions of dollars annually to support community needs, including providing a safety net for those in need, combating anti-Semitism, and fostering inclusivity. Atman's dedication to the healthcare community and his extensive business experience make him a valuable asset to Acme Paper and the Baltimore community. To learn more about Ron Atman and the Associated's work, visit their website.
Liquipel ranks on the 2025 Inc. 5000 list of America's fastest-growing private companies. Liquipel has earned a spot on the annual Inc. 5000 list, marking their sixth consecutive year on the most prestigious ranking of the fastest-growing private companies in America. Past honorees include companies such as Microsoft, Meta, Chobani, Under Armour, Timberland, Oracle, and Patagonia. CEO Sam Winkler credits the amazing team and partners for this achievement, emphasizing the focus on creating stylish, fashion-forward, and future-proof technology products. This year's Inc. 5000 honorees have shown exceptional growth despite economic challenges, with the top 500 companies boasting a median three-year revenue growth rate of 1,552%. The honorees will be celebrated at the 2025 Inc. 5000 Conference and Gala in October, with the top 500 listed in the fall issue of Inc. magazine.
Tech Media Breaks. Global Tech Corp., OTC, appoints Frank R. Parrish III as president. Global Tech Corporation, a U.S.-headquartered technology holding company specializing in AI and big data, has appointed Frank R. Parrish III as president. With over 25 years of experience in assurance and advisory across various industries, Parrish brings expertise in SEC reporting, compliance, and risk management. As a CPA and certified internal auditor, he has held senior leadership roles at Big Four and regional accounting firms. CEO Dan Green believes Parrish's appointment will strengthen Global Tech's U.S. management presence and support the company's market evolution. To learn more, visit the company's newsroom. Global Tech Corporation aims to drive innovation in AI and big data through strategic partnerships and capital investments, empowering companies to create value in the digital economy.
Sedgy Media Corporation, DACG, highlights industry growth, announces strategic partnership, and receives a positive stock rating. Sedgy Media Corporation, listed on NASDAQ as ETG, is highlighting its recent acquisitions in the live entertainment and ticketing industries. The company, known for sports, entertainment, and gaming, has announced a strategic partnership. Additionally, SCG received a positive stock rating following StubHub's recent IPO valuation. Investors can find more news and updates in the company's newsroom. Tiny Gems, a specialized communications platform focusing on small-cap and mid-cap companies, is part of the dynamic brand portfolio at IBN. Tiny Gems offers access to wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit tinygems.com.
Strategic Mill is set to be near-term revenue driver for LaFleur Minerals Inc., CSE, LFLR, OTCQB, LFLRF, in Canada's leading gold-producing greenstone belt. LaFleur Minerals, a Canadian gold explorer and near-term producer, is set to drive near-term revenues with its Beacon Gold Mill. The company plans to restart the mill in early 2026 after some basic upgrades. LaFleur also anticipates using the mill for its own production at the Swanson Gold Project. The company's assets provide investors with a way to enter the gold market without buying precious metals commodities. Lafleur Minerals is strategically positioned on Canada's Abitibi Greenstone Belt, offering a unique opportunity for investors looking to tap into the gold market.
XPeng eyes entry into South Korean market, joining other Chinese EV firms. Chinese electric vehicle maker XPeng is expanding into South Korea, setting up offices in Seoul under the name XPeng Motors Korea. This move follows other Chinese brands like BYD and Zeekr entering the market. With their lower prices and diverse product lines, Chinese EV companies are reshaping the competitive automotive market in South Korea. XPeng's entry is expected to increase pressure on local car makers and intensify competition from China's growing EV industry. Stay tuned as XPeng joins the ranks of Chinese companies eyeing the South Korean market for expansion.
Q&A with Pavel Bykov, co-founder and CEO of IP Fabric. Pavel Bykov, co-founder and CEO of IP Fabric, discusses how the company is solving the lack of end-to-end control of networks by providing visibility across complex environments. He emphasizes the importance of visibility and automation in achieving control and balancing compliance with operational excellence. By automating compliance validation and building a digital twin of the network, organizations can prepare for audits without draining resources. To future-proof environments, Bykov advises starting with the network as the authoritative source of truth and building a complete view to drive automation, analytics, and collaboration. Defense News Breaks: DataVault AI Inc., DVLT, surges as market rethinks its story. DataVault AI Inc., DVLT, has surged over 102% this week, shedding its audio niche label to become a market disruptor. With Q2 revenue up 467% year-over-year and $2.5 million in licensing revenue, the company is proving its innovation can drive growth. A $150 million strategic investment from Silex Holding Company, SCLX, in Bitcoin will fuel DataVault's expansion into biotech, education, and luxury goods. This partnership positions DataVault to evolve from a microcap to a scalable platform company with a focus on AI experience, asset valuation, and monetization in the Web 3.0 environment.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.